Morning, everyone. Don't panic that it's 20 past. I've got 10 minutes, but I'm a quick preacher. Hallelujah. Well, as a family, we had some devastating news this week. I've got my son and daughter-in-law and grandchild, and he's our first grandchild, and he's 6 months old, and he's just starting to goo and gar and smile and respond. And I said to Yvette just this week, I'm looking forward to getting to know Jarrah over the next few months as he develops more and more. And then on Wednesday, we got a call from Andrew, I'm going to Darwin. I thought, oh no, how am I going to cope? But we will. We'll survive. It's part of life. We'll be fine, love. We'll get there. So we've all got our challenges. Yes. But he's a bit young to use FaceTime. Hallelujah. Well, like I said, I'll be brief this morning. Yeah. So I'm preaching this morning from John. Now, John's an amazing gospel, and John had a special revelation from God. And, you know, at the beginning of John, it's even the very first verse of John, like John 1:1, it says, in the beginning, the Word was God, and the Word was with God, And the Word was God. I've got it a bit mixed up, but yeah, the Word was God, and the Word was in God. And we know the Word is in us. God, He's put His Spirit within us. He's put His Word within us. And John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We know the story of Jesus being born in the manger and how he became flesh and was amongst us. And John the Baptist prepared the way. It said that he made the path straight. And he prepared the way of the Lord. He was a voice crying in the wilderness. And the Pharisees sent out people to ask, who are you? Are you Elijah? Are you the Christ? And he said, no. He kept saying, no, no, no. And they said, who are you? And he just says, I am the voice crying in the wilderness, make the path straight. Amen. He's preparing the way of the Lord. And when Jesus came and walked past, like John the Baptist had disciples, and Jesus came past and he said, behold the Lamb of God. Yes. And the two disciples that were standing next to him turned and walked and followed Jesus, just like that. They just left John and turned and walked. And the people said to him, like, how does that make you feel? Aren't you upset? You know, look at this. And he said, it's an honor. He is greater than I. Yeah. I'm not worthy to tie his sandals. This is the Christ. Amen. And then just after that, Jesus was called and the whole family, they were invited to a wedding in Cana. And it says that his mother was there, his brothers and his disciples, because by now he'd had a few other disciples. Like even Nathaniel, he called him and he just followed. He said, I saw you sitting under the fig tree, and he turned and followed him. So people were being drawn to Christ. And he was at this wedding and they ran out of wine. Yeah. Now, this is a wedding, and it's not like a wedding today where it just goes on for one day. These weddings went on for days and days. Yeah. And you don't want to run out of wine at a wedding. That is a disgrace. Have you ever been to a wedding where they've run out? 30 years ago, I was at a wedding, and it was a buffet, and they ran out of food. And 30 years later, I can remember it. And my memory's not that good. So, believe me, when you're at a wedding, you don't want to run out of wine. So, Jesus' mother says, they've run out of wine. He says, woman, what's that got to do with me? And she goes and she just says, do whatever he says. That's a word for us. Yeah. Do whatever he says. It's so simple. Yeah. Like Mark was saying, the word of God is so simple. Yeah. Do whatever he says. Now, it says there were 6 stone water jars used in the Jewish purification ceremonies because they had to wash and cleanse. Now, these weren't just little jugs. These were massive water jars. You know, they were huge. And there were 6 stone jars and they were empty. And he said to the servants, fill them with water. We are those stone jars. Amen. 6 is the number of man. 6 is ungenerated man. Stone jars, earthen vessels. We are of the earth. We are that ungenerated man. And did Jesus fill the jars with water? No. The servants fill the jars with water. So if you're an empty earthen vessel, how do you fill up with water? The word. The water of the word. If you're feeling dry and like there's no life, fill yourself up with the word. Don't, like, you can't expect God's hand and God's blessing to be upon you if there's no water inside. And you know, once it says they filled these up to the brim. And these were big vessels. And it says they were between 20 and 30 gallons each. So I worked that out. You know, I'm an estimator, so I'm calculating. And that was like our standard bottle of wine is 750 millimetres, mils. And that would have been 1,000 bottles of wine. And, you know, if there's a couple of hundred people, there's 5 bottles of wine each. So there was an abundance. Like, God wanted to make sure they had plenty to drink. And remember, they'd already run out of wine. So this wasn't, you know, this wasn't the first drink they were having. They'd been consuming a lot. And here's another 1,000 litres for you. Go for it, boys. Yeah. And so they fill these up with wine, up with water. And he says, draw the water and take it to the master of the ceremony. So they dip in, they draw the water. So they think, we're going to give them a drink of water. Remember, these are stone. You can't see through them. They're not glass. You can't see suddenly it turns into wine. They draw the water out, take it to the master, and he says, wow, you've saved the best till last. Everyone gives the good wine first and leaves the cheap wine till later, but you have saved the best till last. Yes. And you know, those 6 vessels, you know, 6 plus 1 is 7. We are the 6. Christ is the 1. That is perfection. He has called us to give ourselves to him. Mark was saying this morning, to live is Christ, to die is gain. It's not about what Christ can do for us. It's what we can do for him. And they marveled at like when they all partook of this wine and they saw it as a great sign. You know, we have signs, like there's a sign over there that says parents' room. Now that sign in itself means nothing. It's an indication to what's inside. Now, if you just look at that sign and you can see the sign but you don't act upon it, it's not until you open the door and go in that you can partake of what's there. You know, Jesus said a lot of people sought him for what he could do. They sought him for he was, and even today, you know, a lot of people treat God like, you know, he's the genie in the bottle. We'll pray for this, we'll pray for that, or God bless me, or God gave me that, or this. You hear testimony after testimony, and you think it's not about what God does for us. What can we do for him? And you know, John the Baptist, he was a pretty wild-looking bloke. Like it said, he just had animal skins on. He was scruffy, unshaven. He caught wild locusts and ate them, like he raided honey out of the trees and ate honey. And they said he's got a demon. Jesus came along, eating and drinking, going out, like he didn't fast, he just ate all the time, went and was always drinking. They said, oh, look, a glutton and a drunkard. So, you know, people are always going to have their points of view. People are always going to judge and criticize. But don't listen. He is the way. You know, John said, John the Baptist said, "Behold, one stands among you who you do not know." You know, even in here, there can be people that don't know him. Because it's not by coming to church that you know God. You have to walk through the door. You might see the sign, but you've got to walk through it. It's by entering in that you get to know him. It's not by watching and watching others. And you know, by turning that water into wine, the wine speaks of the Spirit and a fullness of joy. Yes. He wants the Spirit in abundance. Yes. There was plenty of wine there, for even though the wedding was going on for days, yes, there was plenty for everyone. God is a God of abundance. Yes, he is. He's not a God of just enough. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. But it's up to us to fill those water jars up. We've got to fill them up. Yeah. Pastor Dave's not going to fill it up for you. No. Jesus is not going to fill it up for you. Fill up your water jar. Yeah. And you know, Mary didn't know what to do, but she knew where to turn to. Right. Mary didn't say, "Go and fill those jars up." She said, "Do whatever he says." So we don't need to know the answer. Right. We just need to know who to turn to. We need to know who's got the answer. You know, Moses brought the law, and there was thousands of laws, and the law was crushing. Like, living under the law was hard work every day. And it was so hard, how could they ever attain it? But Jesus came to bring grace and truth and to set us free. Hallelujah. You know, and further on in John, Jesus does another miracle, the feeding of the 5,000. Yeah. Now, by now, there was, you know, multitudes starting to follow him around because they were seeing signs and wonders, and they were drawn to that. And it was late in the afternoon, and they were out on the side of a mountain in a grassy area, and it said there was about 5,000 people, and they were all hungry. And Jesus knew what he was going to do, but he turns to Philip, and he says, "Philip, how are we going to feed these people?" Now, like, Philip's an accountant. So he's thinking, and it says there was just 5,000 men, but, you know, there could have been 20,000 people there, but just say there's 5,000. So Philip's an accountant. He thinks, well, 5,000 people at $20 a head, that's $100,000. And he pulls out his purse and he's thinking, no, it can't be done. We can't do it. It's impossible. Send them away. Send them, tell them all to go home. We can't do it. That's what he did. He said, "We can't be done." And I mean, I'd be the same. Pull out my wallet. There's not $100,000 there. Send, look, there's the town. Go and find something to eat. And then Andrew comes up, and he says, "There's a boy, a little boy over here, and he's got his snack lunch with him. He's got a couple little fish, and 5 little loaves of bread." Just enough for the little boy's lunch. And can you imagine that? 5,000 people, and here's the little boy's play lunch. So Jesus said, "Sit them all down on the grass in groups and let's give thanks." And they gave thanks and they broke it up and broke it up and broke it up and handed around and handed around. And then Jesus at the end said, "Get the baskets and collect up." Now, again, these are not these are like big laundry baskets. These are big baskets. And they collect up 12 fragments left over. Again, God is a God of abundance, not a God of just enough. But, you know, it was already, they already had it. The fish and the bread, they didn't see it because in their eyes it was nothing. In their eyes, 5,000 people, a little snack. Are you kidding me? but it was there. The six empty vessels and the water were there. They couldn't see it, but it was at hand. You know, Moses, he carried the staff. He had it at hand. He spread it out, the waters parted. He hit the rock, the water came out. He threw it down, it became a serpent. He picked it up and it budded. Don't look elsewhere, it's nearby. He is amongst us. One amongst us that you do not know. It's what you already have it. You already have it. You know, it was only once they began to break that bread, it never ran out. God is a God of miracles. But are we seeking God for a sign, or are we seeking God because we want to serve Him? You know, Jesus, after that miracle, He said, "You are a perverse generation. You seek Me for what I can give you. I've got bread that won't run out. I've got water that you'll never thirst again." They were thinking of their stomachs. Even you can imagine the people at the wedding. They'll think, "Oh, great, look at all this wine." They would have been drinking all the wine. But He's got water that won't run dry. You know, the Samaritan woman at the well, He said, "Give me a drink." And then He says to her, "I've got water that you'll never thirst again." And she's looking, "But you haven't even got a bucket." We look with our eyes. We look in what we know. But like Joe said, we have another sense. There's a spirit world. Don't just look with what you can see with your eyes, because you'll never get there. Because your eyes will never see the Spirit. Lift up your eyes. Look towards the hills. That's when you see God. If you're looking down, you'll never find Him. Hallelujah. And you know, there was five loaves and two fish. What's five plus two?
Seven.
Hallelujah. Yes. Philip was good at maths, but he couldn't work it out. Yes. Hallelujah. Well, like I said, I'll be quick, so I think I'll wrap it up now. But it is at hand.
Hallelujah.
It is at hand.
Yeah.
Whatever you need, it's at hand.
Yes.
It's a step of faith. God has called us to serve Him. God hasn't said to you, "I just want to give you everything."
Yeah.
You know, you look at the stories in the Bible. What happened to the disciples? Look at Paul. What happened to Paul? Look at the early church. What happened to them? We're looking for a God of comfort. We're looking for a God of convenience. We're looking for a God that blesses us in every way. It's not what it's about. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it cannot bring forth life. Hallelujah. We need a change of mindset. Not give me, give me, give me, but we're here to give. God has called us to be servants, to give, to give, to give, and not to count. Not to count, but just to give. Hallelujah. 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 Let's all stand. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank You that You are a God of an abundance, that You pour out Your Spirit without measure. Lord, that You always give more than enough. But Lord, I ask that our eyes would be trained upon You and not upon our own needs and wants and desires. Lord, that we would have an awakening, that we would turn about, that we would change our focus. Hallelujah. Lord, thank You for Your Spirit. And Lord, I thank You that You are a God of grace, that You are a God of mercy. You are a God of truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank You, Lord.
Hallelujah. Stay here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you this morning. Lord, you want servants this day more than ever before. Ones, Lord, my God, that would believe and dare step out of the boat. Ones that would dare believe, my God, that you have all things in control. We thank you this morning. We thank you, my Lord, that you've made us the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. You're the God who makes room for his people, that we don't have to make room for ourselves. So, Lord, this morning we ask you that, Father, as that word just permeates in our hearts this morning, God, we just will be forever coming before you with a grateful heart. You already know my needs. You already know my situation. You know my tomorrow. You already know it. Teach us, Lord, as your people, to walk in the rest of God. That, Father, we can just roll things onto you, your shoulders, which are broad. That, God, we don't carry these weights that the world tries to so easily beset upon us and the enemy. Father, we thank you. We have a God who understands, a God who desires to bless, and a God above all who desires his people to walk out your ways. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, isn't he a good God? Hallelujah. Bit of shortbread, but it was sweet. You didn't get that, did you? Bit of shortbread, but it was sweet. Hallelujah. It was a daddy's joke. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Amen. And before we close, we really need to be praying for some people in Australia around Townsville area, especially that area of Queensland where they've seen one time in a 100-year flood that they had to see 200 homes destroyed because they can't contain the waters. Amen. So I just want us to uplift, just before we finish, uplift this whole scenario and situation and ask God to subside the waters. Hallelujah. Father, Father, Father. Father, 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 we just come before you now, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, Lord, for our nation, Father, in this area, my God, that you would just touch, my God, this community of people and, Lord, this land in Jesus' name. That God, you would, your hand, Lord, just like Moses, could hold back the waters. Father, I pray, God, you would make room and make a way for this community in the name of Jesus Christ. That God, I thank you, Father, that your hand and your eyes upon them, Lord, to do the miraculous. So we give you praise for that in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Have a good week, great week, successful week. In Jesus' name. Amen.